That's just like the man I know of, a man. He was a great man of great wisdom. He was a preacher, an evangelist. And he was preaching in a church one time talking about this free gift of God, this salvation, and how wonderful it is. And there was a little strip dancer that had been invited there that night. She came down, she said, "You know, I used to go to church, and I used to go to a Baptist church, and they told me I couldn't dance and be a Christian." And so she said, "I'd love to make this Jesus Lord of my life." But she said, "I'm a strip dancer." And said, "I love what I do. But if I was to become a Christian, I couldn't do that no more." He said, "Oh, yeah, you have freedom in Christ. And you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can do anything." She says, "Really?" He said, "Sure. I guarantee you have freedom in Christ." She said, "You mean I can accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I can still be a strip dancer?" He said, "You can be anything you want to do in Christ." She said, "Well, then I want to make this Jesus Lord of my life." She prayed the prayer of faith, salvation. She accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And the next night she come back to church and she walked up to him. She said, "You know, you're pretty smart. You know it." He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Now that I've made Jesus Lord of my life, I don't want to be a strip dancer anymore." Now, who was in her now that wasn't there before? The Lord, the Holy Spirit. See, now what if he had told that little girl, "Oh, no, ma'am. I mean, you can't possibly be a strip dancer. I mean, if you become a Christian, you're going to have to quit that nonsense." She said, "Well, forget this then. I like what I'm doing." Because was she a carnal woman of the world? Sure. Did she love them guys throwing them $1,500 bills up on the platform while she's up there stripping? Sure, she loved that. But see, when you come to know Jesus, you become a new creature. See, that preacher knew that. So that way you just tell her, we have freedom in Christ. And we do have freedom in Christ. I mean, if you're led by the Spirit, you have freedom to do anything you want to do. But the Spirit will not let you do the things of the world. You just won't go there. You'll walk holy before Him. Because the Lord tells us that we should be holy. In other words, without sin. We're children of God. We're supposed to change. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, is love important? Yeah, because if you don't walk in love, nothing works. Your faith will not work without love. So that's another reason that so many children of God never get a prayer answered. We pray for something, it don't work because we're not in love. We don't walk in love. But boy, when you walk in love, that's when all these things work for you. When you walk in love, your faith works by love. Now he says here, he is having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Redemption. He has made us accepted in the Beloved, and in whom we have redemption through His blood. Redemption. The word redemption is used very few times. It's only used at the initial impact that Christ has on your life when you make Him Lord and Savior. Redemption means He paid the price. You don't have to do nothing except come to Jesus and say, "Lord, here I am. I'm bringing all my sins and all my junk and all my trash, and I've got a great big cotton sack full of it." Now, some of you may have never, pulled a cotton sack. Has anybody in this place ever pulled a cotton sack? Hey, well, we got a few, praise God. That's more than I thought. But when you put one of them great big old sacks around your shoulder, and it's a long sack, and you go down them little rows of cotton and you're picking, I always love to pull cotton better than a picket. Picket was, oh, my lands. Y'all know what the difference is between picking and pulling cotton? Cotton grows in a big old bowl. And when it busts open like this, those bowls bust open with fingers sharp as a needle. There's about four or five or six of those things around that little bowl. And to pull the bowl, you can come in under it and strip it off, and you just pick it like crazy. You can pull it. That's called pulling cotton. But when you pick it, you got to go in and get the cotton out of the bowl and leave the bowl on there. Well, I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, if your fingers are not pulverized, if they're not bleeding, you are good shape. There's a big difference between that. But that sack is long. And if you get pull that, I mean, some of y'all have been raised in the city and you ain't never lived. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, that is a praise God. I'll tell you today, I'm spoiled living where I live today, and I love every bit of it, Paul. I love it. Guarantee. I'm spoiled rotten, and I love being spoiled rotten, don't you? I love being able to have these wonderful things. But you know, your sin, you got a cotton sack full of sin when you come to Jesus. I mean, you got a load of junk. Everything you've done wrong. And the more years you live without Jesus, the bigger becomes that sack. And if you're 30, 40, or 50 years old before you come to Jesus, you got a long sack of sins. I got a letter this week from a woman. She said, I got a hold of your teaching and I need you to pray for me. She said, I didn't know. I had no idea until I listened to your teaching why I'm sick and afflicted. She began to tell me how she got involved with the wrong kind of people when she was a little girl, the sexual sin she got into, everything. I mean, and this little woman, she grew up, she got married. I mean, she didn't have a good family. She was looking for love in all the wrong places. But that's the way it is with women that are not loved at home. They're looking for love in the wrong places. And, of course, they think if they give themselves in sex, that's love. That's not love. You know, that's somebody using you. That's not love. But anyway, she had paid the price, been married, committed adultery, divorce, married, fornication, you name it, she'd done it. And she had everything imaginable wrong with her physical body. Sin, she said, when I heard your teaching, I now know why I'm sick. She said, I've broken every rule God has. Now, how many people have done that? Broken every rule God has. How many men and women that have become Christians at a young age and have no idea of God's requirements to be holy and to walk without blame? I mean, we don't even try. We don't even know what the rule book says. But when you get a hold of this, you find out why we in the church are sick. Because we have not met His criteria. He says that He redeemed us through His blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now, to do that, when you come to Jesus, that's when the grace kicked in. Because you had that cotton sack full of sin you was dragging behind you. He redeemed that. In other words, He bought that and took that away from you. He paid the price for that. In other words, you don't even have to know what's in that sack. Some people say, come to Jesus and confess all your sins and He'll forgive you and He'll save you. For that's not what the Scripture says. If I had to confess every sin I had ever committed when I come to Christ, I could have never got saved. I could have never known all of them. Could you? You know, and I was only 11. Only 11 when I come to know Jesus. But I knew I already had a lot of sin by the time I was 11 years old. I remember, I think this happened before I got saved. I remember my dad, I wanted a BB gun. And so my dad bought me a BB gun, a little daisy pump. You know, you one time pick it up one time, it'd shoot one BB. You know, I used to shoot birds with that. I used to have a ball with that. But I was only 10 or something like that. And one day my little sister, which was 2 years younger than me and her got crossways. You know, you can't imagine a brother and a sister having a disagreement, right? No. But we did. And she did something I didn't like. You know, so I just told her. She was standing about as far as me as this young woman right here in the blue. And I just said, all right, then I'll just shoot you. And I just pulled around and bang. And I shot her and hit her right there with a BB. Of course, it hit her. She jumped back and started screaming, Mama, Thurman shot me. I'm glad I had a gracious, wonderful woman, mother, that was a woman that knew Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Because the average woman would have run out there, her mother, and when found out what happened, would have just grabbed you up and beat the thunder out of you with a belt or a board or something. But my mother, I'll never forget, she came to me and she said, Thurman, come over here. I can still see that old back porch. Come up here, Thurman, sit down on this back porch with me. I sat down there, and she said, son, let me explain something to you. This anger and rage that you're letting control your life right now, if you let it control your life, it will destroy you. She said, you have to get over that. Said, we have power in us to overcome all of these things. We don't have to yield to this. She said, if you don't overcome this, she said, one day, when you get a little older, you might have a gun that has more power than a BB gun. Said, somebody might say something, you get angry, and you shoot them, and you kill them. Said, then you will go to prison, and you'll spend your life in prison for somebody else. And she said, there's nobody on this earth worth you giving your life in prison for. Do you know that? That's like the woman that told me she married a man and he had hidden from her that he was an alcoholic. And she married him and then she found out he was an alcoholic. She said, I thought about everything for the first 5 years that my marriage was awful. She said, I contemplated even murder. It would be better to kill him. And I got to thinking, God, if I kill him, I'm going to go to prison and I'll spend time in prison. And then you say no murder has eternal life, so that means I might spend eternity in hell, and he ain't worth me spending 1 minute in hell for. So Lord, I'm just going to turn him over to you. If you can do something to him, Lord, he's yours. Now, was that the first thing she had done right? Yes, she said, in 2 weeks, my husband got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and the last 35 years of our life has been awesome. Now see, she said, if I'd had any idea of what God would have done, I'd have turned him over to him the first night after the honeymoon. Because see, she found out he was a drunk. He was on vodka. She couldn't smell it. But she could see that when she's living with him every day, she saw the results of his drinking. But she tried everything to fix him and found out she couldn't. If women hadn't figured out yet, and if men hadn't figured out yet, you can't change a person. You know, like I've told many a man, if the woman you're going to marry ain't just exactly like you want her when you marry her, forget it. Because she ain't never going to get no better than the wedding day. Shelly's laughing back there. Who can change this though, Shelly? The Lord can, can't he, Keith? Guaranteed. I mean, Cheryl and I know that. She has to go to the throne of grace every once in a while for me.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.